Just give me a steel guitar, a glass of wine, and let me drink to a love I thought was mine. A love I thought was true to me, but now I'm drinking to a memory. A steel guitar and a glass of wine, while my tears they glisten in the candle shine. Oh candle glow, oh candle bright, tell me who she holds tonight. And bring me wine and make the music mine. Play another set so that I'll forget. Bring me a steel guitar and a glass of wine, and let me toast her just one more time. Oh candle glow before you dim, tell her what a fool she's bringing. And bring me wine, make the music mine, play another set so that I'll forget. And bring me a steel guitar and a glass of wine, and let me toast her just one more time. Oh candle glow before you dim, tell her what a fool she's been. And one more thing before I go, here's a secret, I still love her so. And one more thing before I go, here's a secret, I still love her so. And one more thing before I go.
Paul Anka, a steel guitar and a glass of wine. That came out in 1962, went up to number 13. Nice little beat there, good little song. And Paul had a really good career. He had 60 pop hits between the years 1957 and 1983. And was well known, people know him today, was all over the place, still sings some. But he's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I think that's a shame. I think he does belong there. Hey, welcome into the BRC Radio Show. We're brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And we are going to play songs of people who are and some are not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And some need to be. But anyway, Paul Anka is one of those that I feel should be. But anyway, we're going to get started next with Joe South and then Darryl Fletcher. And then the Bee Gees are going to come in. So right now we got a flip side of a song that Joe South had and from 1961. This is the flip side of a hit that he had, and this is a side that's called Jukebox.
Jukebox, jukebox, play, play, jukebox, play, play, jukebox, play all the day. Drive my blues away, jukebox. Play something sweet, and then something with a beat. Play one to suit my soul, then play me some rock and roll. Come on, make me feel better, help me to forget her, jukebox. And if she walks in, play, play again. Make her remember love's dying. Play our special song, play it extra long, jukebox. Notice me there. So turn on all your charms, send her back into my arms, jukebox. Hey, jukebox. Come on, jukebox. Play, play, jukebox. Play, play, jukebox. bye. You can play all the day. I know you can drive my blues away. Jukebox.
The pain just gets a little deeper. I can't do it with you, but I just can't do it without you. In this world of mine, I don't want to doubt you. What makes me feel this way when there is no night or no day? The pain just gets a little deeper. That I'm too young, the feeling will soon pass. But how can they say these things when they don't sit in your class? To see her every day, to pass her when I play. The pain just gets a little deeper, and oh yeah.
Is your world.
Bee Gees from 1972. Went up to number 16 on the pop charts. Bee Gees, of course, had a great, great career. The thing I liked about reading about them, and when I looked in some of the books I was looking in, they had 48 charted pop hits, and they wrote all 48 of them. Every one of them, they wrote them all, sometimes two brothers did, sometimes three, sometimes one. But a BG, a Gibb, wrote all 48 of those. They had 10 number ones, and at one time during an 18-month span, in the, I believe it was the mid to later 70s, they had, during an 18-month span, they had six straight number one songs. They're inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1997. My World. Before that, Darryl Fletcher in 1966. This was his only pop hit. He had three on the R&B charts. This song went up to number 89 on the pop charts, number 23 on the R&B, and he was only 15 years old when he did this song. And before that, Joe South, a song called Jukebox, 1961. It was the flip of a hit that he had, You're the Reason, which charted up to number 87. Of course, Joe South wrote songs such as Games People Play and Walk a Mile in My Shoe. He also wrote Rose Garden, a song that, who was it, Lynn Anderson had a big hit with. But really, really good songwriter, Joe South. Okay, let's keep going. Next, we got Jim Croce going to get us started, Chris Crosby, and then a female group called Fanny. So here we go right now with Jim Croce and One Less Set of Footsteps.
We've been running away from something we both know. We've long run out of things to say, and I think I better go. So don't be getting excited when you hear that slamming door, 'cause there'll be one less set of footsteps on your floor in the morning. And we've been hiding from something that should have never gone this far, but after all, it's what we've done makes us what we are. And you've been talking in silence, but if it's silence you adore, oh, there'll be one less set of footsteps on your floor in the morning. Oh, there'll be one less set of footsteps on your floor. One less man to walk in, one less pair of jeans upon your door, one less voice of talking. But tomorrow's a dream away, and today has turned to dust. Your silver tongue has turned to clay, and your golden rule to rust. If that's the way that you want it, well, that's the way I want it more. Oh, there'll be one less set of footsteps on your floor in the morning. Well, there'll be one less set of footsteps on your floor, one less man to walk in, one less pair of jeans on your door, one less voice of talking. But tomorrow's a dream away, when today has turned to dust. Your silver tongue has turned to clay, and your golden rule to rust. If that's the way that you want it, well, that's the way I want it more. 'Cause there'll be one less set of footsteps on your floor in the morning. Set of footsteps on your floor in the morning.
I can tell by their talk that they don't understand why we kiss as we walk and you cling to my hand. Let these things mean a lot.
and in love.
Long and in love.
Now they just don't believe that our feeling is deep. They say we shouldn't rush. If it's love, it will be. But the thrill is so great. Still in our teens. Oh, we know, yes, we know what true love really means. Don't let time slip away. Make the most of today. We're young, oh, young and in love.
Young and in love.
Charity Ball, a group called Fanny, 1971, went up to number 40 on the pop charts. They're a female rock band out of L.A. I believe there was four of them, and all of them women there, but a pretty good little sound they had there. I think they had a couple other hits, too, along the way. Before that, Chris Crosby, Young and in Love, 1964, went to number 53 for him that year. Really good song. I've always enjoyed that song. Now, Chris is Bing Crosby's nephew. And also, by the way, that song, Young and in Love, there was a, if you were around here back in the day, there was a weekly TV series called Dr. Kildare. And that song, Young and in Love, got its start on Dr. Kildare. And, you know, if you listen real close there, it got a little Ricky Nelson sound to him. And I liked his voice and did good style. And before that, a really good songwriter, Jim Croce, One Less Set of Footsteps, 1973, went to number 37 on the pop charts. And unfortunately, we lost Jim at a very young age. I believe he was in his 30s when he passed away. And I wish I could remember. I didn't look it up or anything. It seemed like he was in a car crash or got hit by a car or something. But anyway, lost him at a very young age. Okay, let's keep going. We got Joe Simon coming, Bad Finger, and then a little Pat Boone. So here we go. Let's get started right now with Joe Simon with a song from 1967, My Special Prayer.
While the choir sang Ave Maria, I was singing with all my heart, and I sent a special prayer up to heaven that you'll return to me before I fall apart. While the choir sang Hallelujah, I was singing with all my heart. Darling, please come back and never leave me again. And this will be the answer to my
I'm ready. Love is gonna come around. don't tell me if you're not real. Let me keep feeling the way I feel. I'm bubbling over with joy supreme. And if I'm dreaming, just let me dream. Oh, please don't wake me if I'm asleep. Just give the angels my soul to keep. I feel so happy that I could scream. And if I'm dreaming, just let me dream. My heart is jumping up and down the street. If this ain't love, it's the next best thing. So keep on doing what you're doing to me. If I'm your prisoner, don't set me free. Your red hot kisses warm me like steam. So if I'm dreaming, just let me dream. So if I'm dreaming, just let me dream. Just let me dream.
If I'm dreaming, just let me dream. Pat Boone, 1961. A song that probably not a lot of people heard because it only made it to number 114 on the Bob charts. But good sound by him. I like that song, and he did a good job of it. I liked his voice. A guy out of Jacksonville, Florida. And he had 65 hits between the year 1955 and 1969. Six of them went up to number one. And he's also a graduate of Columbia University up in New York. So I don't know if many of you knew that he went to Columbia, but he graduated from there. And Pat, with all he did and well known, he's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame either. As I mentioned earlier, Paul Anka's not. But I think Pat should be. I think he did enough and brought music to everybody and was well known. I think he should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Before that, Badfinger, Love is Gonna Come at Last, 1979, number 69 on the pop charts. Most of their hits, big hits, came between, 1970 and 73, 74. And by the time this song came out, there were only two of the original four members remaining. But good sound by them. I've always enjoyed that song. And Joe Simon got us started with My Special Prayer. And it came out in 1967. Went up to number 87 on the pop charts, number 17 on the R&B, a song that came out in 63 originally by Arthur Prysock. And Joe was the second one to put it out. And then later on, Percy Sledge would have a hit with it. And Freddie Fender also had a hit with it. So a good sound by Joe Simon, My Special Prayer. Okay, let's keep going. We got Betty Swan, Ringo Starr, a flip side I'm going to play. I hope you like it. And then Ruth Brown. So here we go right now. Betty Swan and I Will Not Cry.
You're walking with your new love. Well, walk on by. I'm heading inside, but I will not cry.
Since you walked out. don't leave me, don't deceive me, please don't go. You know I love you, you know it's true, that's why you treat me the way you do. You said you loved me, you said you loved me, please don't go.
Ruth Brown, Don't Deceive Me, 1960. Went up to number 62 on the pop charts, number 10 on the R&B. Chuck Willis wrote that song. And Chuck did it first. He had his version come out, and it was 7 years later before Ruth Brown did her version. So it came out, Chuck did his in 1953, this from 1960. And if you flip that one over, I hope you find a copy of that, because you better flip it over. Got a good song called I Burned Your Letter. I played that a time or two on some of my shows. So look that one up and play it. I think you'll enjoy that. I Burned Your Letter, the flip side of Don't Deceive Me. Ruth was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1993. Ringo Starr, 1973. That was a flip side. You remember the song Photograph? That went up to number one. Well, be sure to flip that over if you haven't already. And that's a song called Down and Out. I think that could have been a double-sided hit. That's a really good song. I'm partial to piano players, and there's some really good piano playing going on in there. And I haven't found out yet who played on that, but I'd like to find out who was doing the piano on that. Ringo Starr, born Richard Starkey. And then Betty Swann before that, 1967, I Will Not Cry. And that also was a flip. If you've got the song, if you've got the record, Betty Swann singing Make Me Yours, real popular hit, went up to number 21 on the pop charts. Flip it over and you'll get I Will Not Cry. Okay, it's time for our double play of the day. And our double play of the day today is Steppenwolf. And I'm going to play two that you're probably not very familiar with at all. So hope you enjoy these. But we'll play two by Steppenwolf. But we're going to get started first with Amazing Rhythm Aces from 1975, and a song called Amazing Grace used to be her favorite song.
Amazing Grace used to be her favorite song. Lord, where's my good girl gone? She was all I ever wanted. She was an angel for sure. She stands even now in my memory, so sweet and pure. But all that made me happy was a bottle and a song. Used to stay out drinking while she cried all night long.
Amazing Grace
used to be her favorite. Couldn't make me change in a while. So she learned how to drink, and she learned how to smile. I guess the pull of the bottle was just a little bit too strong. Now she's left me, and I don't know where she's gone.
Amazing Grace
used to be her favorite song.
Lord, where is my good girl gone?
Thank you.
Twisted. That's a song that was done by Steppenwolf, but I'll tell you what, this version I just played here was really done, and there was about, I think, three members of a group called The Sparrows went on to be Steppenwolf. John Kay, of course, you can tell his voice. But this is really The Sparrows version from 1967, before they became Steppenwolf, a song written by John Kay. They would do their own version and release it as by Steppenwolf on the flip side of Hey Lottie Mama, which went up to number 35 on the pop charts. You have to flip Hey Lottie Mommy, Lottie Mama over there, and you can find Twisted. And listen to that version, and then go play the live album, Steppenwolf Live. They're doing Twisted on it. There was three, I believe it was three songs on the live album that weren't really live, and this was one of them. If you play Twisted, you can see that it is the same exact song recording that you hear on the back of Hey Lottie Mama. They just added some hand clapping and sound like they were at a concert. But anyway, but this was the Steppenwolf group when they were called The Sparrows, 1967, Twisted. Before that, as Steppenwolf, Screaming Nighthawk, 1970, went up to number 62 on the pop charts. Do you remember hearing that one? Since it only made to 62, not a lot of people listened to it, but a good song by them, out there on that motorcycle and riding around on his Nighthawk. And here's another group that's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They were nominated, I believe it was in 2017, but did not get enough votes. So I think they ought to find some new voters on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame committee. So anyway, I think Steppenwolf definitely belongs there. Okay, it's almost time to go. We got to get out of here in just a few minutes. Let's go ahead and get one more set in here. We're going to do the Bobby Sox, then Barbara and the Uniques, and then the Steve Miller Band. So here we go right now. Bobby Sox with Zippity-Doo-Dah, Zippity-Doo-Dah.
Thank you. should I listen or just ignore? There it goes again. Should I throw away the key to my door? Should I follow my heart? Will it be torn apart? There it goes again.
There it goes again.
He got me to love again.
There it goes my heart again.
There it goes again.
There it goes again.
He got me to love again.
There it goes my heart again.
There it goes again.
There it goes my heart again.
There it goes again.
There it goes again.
There it goes again.
Thank you.
Circle of Love, the Steve Miller Band. Came out in 1982, went up to number 55 on the pop charts for them that year. A really good sound by them, and one that's not really played as much as some of their other songs that they have out there. But a good song. Barbara and the Uniques, before that, There It Goes Again, 1971. This was their only pop hit. Went up to number 91 for them on the pop charts, but it made it to number 16 on the R&B charts. And then Bobby Sox, 1962, Zippity-Doo-Dah. Went up to number 8 on the pop charts, number 7 on the R&B charts. This was a group that Phil Spector put together and produced. Bobby Sheen was the lead singer, the male lead singer. He was in the group called the Alley Cats and the Robins. I think you remember both those groups. And then also in this group when this song was recorded, Darlene Love. And then Fenita James also. So kind of a Phil Spector put together, and let's sing some songs. And they did. Bobby Sox. Okay, hey, thanks for joining us this week on the BRC Radio Show. And we are brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And I hope you enjoyed the show. And we're going to get out of here and play an instrumental on the way out. We've got James Booker. And he's going to do it. Now, some of you know James Booker. And he had a song called Gonzo that was number 43 on the pop charts. And if you flip it over, you get Cool Turkey. And that's what we're playing today. James Booker was a pianist and an organist. And really good sound by him. But Gonzo was his big hit. And then you flip it over and you get Cool Turkey. So, hey, thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you next time on BRC Radio.